Good afternoon. You're listening to Northside Today with myself, Yvette Reid. And on the line with me, I have Jennifer Nother, who's going to be telling us a little bit about the Baldoyle Racecourse Community Garden. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Would you like to tell me a little bit about the Baldoyle Racecourse Community Garden and how you set it up?
Sure. So last year, around this time last year, at the end of July, actually, Fingal County Council and a group of local Baldoyle residents came together and we formed a steering group. Basically, Fingal County Council had a site in mind down in the racecourse area and for a community garden. And there were some very interested local residents and also a local horticulturist, Sinead Drew, who was very interested as well. So a steering group was formed and we had regular meetings over the winter. We decided things like plot size, layout and design of the garden, our policies and procedures and that. And then in April of this year, we put it out, or maybe it was March of this year, we put it out to the wider Baldoyle community. And come April, we had a number of volunteer days and we had a huge amount of interest in the garden itself. And the volunteer days were set up to actually build the plots, build the perimeter fence, plant a hedge, and then plot allocation took place. And there's a requirement that people are involved on volunteer days and that they contribute to the overall upkeep of the garden in order to be a member. That's really kind of the background of it.
So what kind of, like, what would you be doing in the garden? Like, just grow vegetables, plants? Like, what kind of, you know, what?
Yeah, so everybody has their own plot, which is about 1.5 metres by 4 metres. It's only small. It's more about the social aspect than the growing quantities.
Right.
So there's a great social aspect. We have about 49 beds, four of which are taken by community groups like St. Michael's House, a youth group, and Prosper Fingal, who look after adults with special needs. Mm-hmm. So there's a great diverse section of society that's all coming together. So everybody grows their own vegetables, looks after their own plot, and then at least every month we would have group maintenance gardening days where we all come down together and we cut the grass and we trim the edges and we water the perimeter hedge and, you know, we share ideas and help each other on each other's plots as well. So it's actually really growing the community together, and there's a much deeper sense of community in the area, which is great.
Yeah.
And people from all walks of life, and there's babies and children and people in their 70s and people with special needs, and it's great. It's wheelchair accessible as well, which is really good. And so the St. Michael's House people can come in. And so it's a very positive resource, and there's a great sense of ownership in the area now for the garden.
Great community spirit, it sounds like. And I mean, how can anybody go about, you know, joining, like going down and getting a plot in the garden or whatever?
Okay, well, we have a email address and it's baldoylecommunitygarden@gmail.com, and anybody who's interested can email that and our membership officer will get back to you. Now, we do actually have a waiting list already. All 49 plots have been taken this year.
Okay.
So we'll see how everybody goes. We're only in our first 2 months and it's going very well. It's blooming down there.
Yeah.
And,
especially in this weather.
We're having to keep them well watered at the moment. So if anybody is interested, we would welcome them to get in touch. And you never know, a plot may come up next year, or we may be able to persuade Fingal to extend this. You never know.
Yeah, and do people have to be from the Baldoyle community to get a plot?
Yeah, at the moment it's put out to people in the local area.
Okay.
Living in the Baldoyle area.
Right, and does it cost anything, like, or is it free?
Yeah, so we ask for a membership fee of €30 for the year, and that fee goes towards, you know, buying equipment or maintaining things in general. We also have, you know, fun events, and this weekend we had a launch for the garden on Saturday, so there was a little bit of funding needed to put sandwiches together and drinks and things like that. So we had a great day on Saturday.
That's brilliant, and it sounds really great. And do you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
We do indeed, yeah, we do. We have a Facebook page.
Okay. Let me see. I think I might have it here. So it's www.facebook.com/Baldoyle Racecourse Park Community Garden. It's a long one.
So, yeah.
I'm sure everybody can find all the information on that. And also that email address again is, if you want to just say that.
baldoylecommunitygarden@gmail.com.
That's brilliant. Listen, Jennifer, it's a great little thing that you have going on there for the community, and keep up the good work. And thanks for talking to me today.